Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Thanks for listening to Jets fifth quarter coverage. For more locker room reaction, subscribe to the 98.7 ESPN New York Jets podcast wherever you get your podcasts. And keep listening to the home of Jets football, 98.7 ESPN.
All right, gentlemen, thanks very much. Here with the rookie hero, Garrett Wilson. How'd that feel?
Indescribable. You know, we came out here, we came down here to Cleveland to get a win, and that's what we came out with. You know, it was a crazy way to do it, but it's special. It was special the way we pulled through at the end.
You know, I do the games with Marty Lyons. We've been doing this for 21 years. Yeah. He's seen a lot of rookies, and he talked about you, Breece Hall, and the other young guys on this team as having what he felt was a growing up experience today. Did you feel that? You feel like this offense collectively kind of grew up today?
No, yeah, and we needed to. You know, me and Breece are new to this, and you know, say what you want, we got those reps throughout camp, but it's different out there, you know, during the game, and to get those reps against a really good team. You know, I mean, we had Myles Garrett coming off the edge, Davion Clowney, Denzel Ward on the edge, or on the outside. I mean, it was a really good group. You know, we put 31 on today, And you know, we want to take this into the next week, not dwell on it, not think about it too much. You know, we want to move on, but definitely take some good things and make sure that we transfer them over into next week.
Oh, come on, dwell on it a little bit.
You know, it's a good one, but got to move on, man. We got 18 more, you know, 17 more, so got to move on.
All right, well, that being said, what was it like for you to do this, especially here, to get in the end zone for the first time in your career, a short trot down the road from where you played college football?
Yeah, I can't lie and say I didn't expect this. You know, going all through the week and, you know, the way I went about practicing, I knew I was going to put myself in this position because, you know, the way I prepared. And Coach had a good plan for us on offense, and Joe's been slinging it well all week and played well today. And, yeah, I mean, it was just taking advantage of your opportunity, and that's what I feel like I did. That's all I could do. So, you know, it was special to score here. They were showing me love all pregame warm-ups. I heard it's a lot of 17s, OHs, and, you know, it was special. It was good to hear them quiet down at the end, you know. It was good to hear that, too.
They weren't too quiet. A lot of boos that you guys created from the hometown fans. You can understand that. But from your group, how many Garrett Wilson friends and family members were here?
I would say upwards of 20.
Nice. Yeah. They saw a good one.
Yeah, they saw a good one. They saw a great one. I actually just saw one of my friends I didn't even know was here. So just overall special environment. All my friends came out. All my family came out. And, you know, something I'll never forget, for sure.
Well, that's great. Hey, look, you may not want to dwell on it, but dwell on it for a little while. Yeah, go enjoy that with your teammates.
Appreciate
Thanks.
That. Appreciate it.
All right.
Yes, sir.
That's Garrett Wilson, guys. Back to you.
Thanks for listening to Jets fifth quarter coverage. For more locker room reaction, subscribe to the 98.7 ESPN New York Jets podcast wherever you get your podcasts. And keep listening to the home of Jets football, 98.7 ESPN.
Yeah, I mean, it's just executing the same, you know, plays we had hit them on earlier in the game. We had kind of got the same look in the field, and they ended up giving us the same look right there. So just taking advantage of, you know, they gave us the middle of the field. You got to take advantage, especially that time of the game, you know.
Garrett, how much were you hoping for another chance after the third down?
Yeah.
And midfield?
Yeah, I mean, defense came up huge, you know, getting that stop. And you know, if they don't get that stop, I'm still beating myself up in the locker room over the drop that, you know, probably would have ended the game. So, you know, defense played some really good football today, and that was huge and gave us another chance to go out there. And as offense, that's all you can ask for is a chance, you know.
Garrett hit on the sideline there. Yeah.
I'm going to be all right. Yeah, I'm going to be all right.
But did you, at that moment there, are you thinking that's an issue? You might not get back in the game?
Hell no. No, never that. It's always, how fast can we get back in the game? I don't even know what I'm thinking, but it never, I'm out, you know. Yeah, I don't know.
When was the moment you realized that this was possible, this crazy comeback was possible?
As soon as Chubb scored, you know, some people were kind of loafing on the side. Coach Miles comes over, he's like, they just gave us our only chance, you know. So we go down 30-17, and then CD gets a quick touchdown. And, I mean, at that point, we're all believing, you know. Now it's how we going to get this onside kick. But, yeah, I mean, as soon as they scored, we're like, oh, that was kind of quick, and we still got a shot at this, you know.
What would it be like for you to have this type of game here and fill up 13-1?
Yeah, I mean, win's number one. So, you know, we come in here, and this is a great environment, great team we just played against, great defense. So for offense, you know, we wanted to make a statement. You know, we didn't feel like we played well last week, and we wanted to make a statement. But, you know, to be out here and be playing in front of a lot of people that I've played in front of for the last 3-4 years was definitely special, you know, to go along with it. But, yeah.
What was going through your head when that nice kick got recovered?
I went crazy. I'm sure there'll be a TV clip. I went absolutely crazy on the sideline. Just another thing, like I didn't want my drop to be the reason why we lost the game, you know, and defense kept coming through, making plays, and you know, that was huge.
Yeah, everyone was that swing of emotions. Have you ever experienced anything like that over the course of the game in such a short amount of time?
As far as the onside kick?
Yeah, or just
yeah.
The whole, like, fourth
quarter,
yeah.
Okay, yeah. I mean, nah, I haven't. I didn't really think about that, you know, it's... I don't want to say we thought we were going to lose, but I mean, we look at the score. We're down 13 with a minute 30, and you know your chances ain't too hot. So, you know, luckily they had some miscues, and that's the reality of it. You know, they kind of messed up, and we got to take advantage when they do. You know, so.
The coaches said after last week that they wanted to get you more involved, and you know, after six snaps in the first half last week, did they come to you at all during the week, Mike or Miles, and say, you know, we are going to get you more involved this week?
No, you know, I just wanted to take my mindset into practice, and they know how I go about preparation, and throughout the week, you know, it kind of just happens. You get a little bit more balls, you kind of start to realize, you know, oh, I'm in this package all of a sudden, you know, stuff like that. But no, they never, you know, came up to me. They didn't need to. You know, I'm a team player. I want to win, and you know, I trust in our coaches to do whatever it takes to get to that point, for sure.
How much confidence? I mean, how does it feel to have that, you know, Flacco have that much confidence in you? Like you were the go-to guy, especially down in the clutch too.
That's awesome. That's awesome. You know, someone like that, a vet who's always going to put it in the right spot. He played great today, and you know, it kind of goes back to your preparation. We do it all throughout the week, and we kind of connect at practice, and you know, I try to make sure every rep with Flacco that I get is put on a pedestal. You know, because that's just the reality of it. That's our quarterback right now, and. Yeah, I mean, it's awesome. It's awesome to have the trust from Flacco, and I mean, he's the daughter. So, yeah. Yeah, you know, I didn't really get matched up on him too often. That's a great player though. That's a great player. Someone I watched since he's been at Ohio State, and you know, we got to exchange some words and stuff like that. You know, nothing bad, all love. And it was just a really special experience for me. You know, a lot of those players on the other sideline were, you know, players that I've been watching since I was a young kid. And yeah, I mean, it's just a great experience out there for sure.
Why do you think you were getting so wide open today on some of those looks in the middle of the field?
Just great looks from our scout team throughout the week and great preparation by our coaches. And then, you know, me going about it the right way throughout the week, you know, making sure I take advantage of those reps and, you know, try to make them as game-like as possible. Yeah, you know, it's one of those things. You get the look, you know the ball is going your way as soon as you line up. So now it's just about, you know, doing what you do, making the play.
Just have one question about Joe. Just kind of, I mean, you know, this 37-year-old guy, yeah. He's such a young guy, and what is your impression about how he goes about his business and to see what he did today?
I love Joe. I love Joe, like, actually. And the way he goes about his business is he understands, you know, the way – NFL is, and you could tell by looking at him. You know, I mean, he's trying to figure it out. I can be a little bit more frantic sometimes going around the facility, and Joe's always just, you know, walking through there, and it translates to the game too. You know, it translates to how he goes about preparation, but like, he's in control, and he really wants to be on the same page with all of us, and it's big for all of us for sure, being younger dudes.
Thanks for listening to Jets Fifth Quarter Coverage. For more locker room reaction, subscribe to the 98.7 ESPN New York Jets podcast wherever you get your podcasts. And keep listening to the home of Jets football, 98.7 ESPN.